Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Salman Rushdie. Now, Salman Rushdie was born in 1947 and that was the year of India's independence. So, in a way, that year was very special, at least for India and Indians. Now, coming to the works of Salman Rushdie. Now, along with the works of Salman Rushdie, you should also be aware of two things. First, that he writes in the magic realist mode. Okay? So, many of his works are good examples of magic realism. And along with this, you should know about the concept of chutneyfication. Okay? Chutneyfication. Now, chutneyfication is a term that he coins in the novel Midnight's Children. Okay? And it was this novel for which he won the Booker Prize. And keep in mind that Salman Rushdie is an award-winning writer. So, from that perspective, he already becomes very important. Along with that, from the perspective of British diaspora writers, Salman Rushdie is important because ultimately Salman Rushdie may be from India or let's say of Indian origin, but he is settled in the West. Earlier he was a British citizen and later on he acquired US citizenship. But he continues to write about India, about India's history. So from the perspective of British diaspora writers, he's important. From the perspective of contemporary writers, he's important. Also from the perspective of writers who practice magic realism, Salman Rushdie becomes important. Okay? Now a famous critic says that Salman Rushdie is known for his allegorical novels, which examine historical and philosophical issues by means of surreal characters, the presence of humor, as well as a melodramatic prose style. Now, though Salman Rushdie has written plenty of novels, but at least you should remember the famous ones. The first novel that he published was Grimus. G-R-I-M-U-S. Grimus. Okay? This came out in 1975. Okay? And the next novel that he published was Midnight's Children. Okay? Which came out in 1981. Now, this is the novel for which he won the Booker Prize. And not just the Booker Prize. You know, when an award called Booker of the Bookers was given in 1993, again, Midnight's Children won it. Again, in 2008, when the Best of the Bookers was announced, Midnight's Children won this. So, in total, almost three Bookers it has won. Okay, first, the Booker Prize, the normal Booker Prize, uske baad Booker of the Bookers in 1993 and then Best of the Booker in 2008. So, after Midnight's Children, the next novel that he published was called Shame. Okay, Shame, S-H-A-M-E, which came out in 1983. That was based on contemporary politics in Pakistan. Okay, and the fourth novel is the novel for which he became very controversial. And many death threats he also received. And the novel was The Satanic Verses. Okay? The Satanic Verses. And what was the issue in this novel? See, some of the characters that he describes in this novel, once a such character was modeled on the Prophet Muhammad. So, many people in the Muslim community around the globe, around the world felt that this was blasphemous, and because of which he was criticized, and not just criticized, the supreme leader of Iran at that time also issued a fatwa, and a big bounty or a prize was offered to anybody who would execute Salman Rushdie. And because of that, you know, Salman Rushdie had to go in hiding for more than a decade because of this novel, The Satanic Verses. So, ye teen novels to aap yaad rakhna hi rakhna. Theek hai, the first one, Grimus, second, Midnight's Children, and the fourth one was Satanic Verses. Later on in his career, when the fatwa was lifted, okay, when the Iranian government announced that it would no longer enforce the fatwa, Salman Rushdie finally reappeared, okay, because afterwards he was no longer in hiding, and he wrote a third person memoir or a kind of novel called Joseph Anton. Okay, Joseph Anton, which came out in 2012. Now, why is Joseph Anton important? Because Joseph Anton was the alias or the alternative name that Salman Rushdie had used earlier during the period of his hiding. Okay, so it is a kind of memoir. So it just recounts the time that he spent in hiding. Okay, Joseph Anton. So exam mein is pe bhi sawal aa sakta hai. Now after that, of course, he has written other novels also. For instance, in 2005, he wrote the novel called Shalimar the Clown. Okay, Shalimar the Clown. This is just an examination of terrorism, and it was this novel was primarily set in the disputed Kashmir region. Theek hai, uske baad 2008 mein inhone ek aur novel likhi thi, it's called The Enchantress of Florence. Theek hai, The Enchantress of Florence. Okay? And this is based on a fictionalized account of the Mughal Emperor Akbar. Okay? And in the year 2023, theek hai, ek aur inhone novel likhi called Victory City. Now, Victory City is important because it is a work of magic realism. Keep in mind that this is something which came out just recently, okay, in 2023. Aur ye kis cheez ke bare mein hai? What is the storyline? See, it is set in 14th century India, okay, where a 9-year-old girl becomes a vessel for a goddess and builds first a thriving city, which is known for its egalitarianism or its equality. But later on, as it happens, greed, religious extremism, and human beings are afflicted with so many other baser emotions that all of that lead to the city's destruction or city's downfall. Okay? But it is important because this novel is important because it is a work of magic realism. Okay? And before 2023, one year earlier, in 2022, Rushdie was seriously injured in a attack. Okay, in a violent attack in New York. At that time, he was attending a literary event. Okay, so somebody attacked him. And in that attack, he also lost an eye. Okay, so now if you see the photograph of Salman Rushdie, you'll notice that one eye he keeps covered. Okay, and it's because of the injury that he suffered after the attack. Okay, now keep in mind that most of the novels that Salman Rushdie writes, he mentions and talks about the experience of the diaspora. He also talks about the issue of chutneyfication. Okay, and chutneyfication kya hai? It's just mixing Indian cultural elements with English language and culture. So, jaisa ki hota hai, that's what a chutney is, right? Mixing two things, right? And it is in this book, Midnight's Children, that he coins this word. Okay, so broadly speaking, the adoption of Indian elements into the English language and culture. Ye matlab hai inka chutneyfication se. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the important works by Salman Rushdie. Okay? Also remember that he is a practitioner of magic realist mode of fiction. Okay? And recently, the novel called Victory City came out. This is a work of magic realism. Uske baad aap yaad rakhna that Midnight's Children has been awarded Booker thrice. Okay? Ek to normal Booker mila unko 1981 mein. After that, Booker of the Bookers. And then Best of the Bookers. Okay? Now another novel you should keep in mind is the novel called The Golden House. Okay? The Golden House, which came out in 2017. Now in this novel, Rushdie explored the immigrant experience. Okay? The immigrant experience in the United States through a wealthy Indian family that settles in New York City. Okay? So directly this is about the Indian diaspora who chooses to settle in the West, in particular the United States. So is novel ke bare mein aap yaad rakhna, The Golden House. After that, as I told you, Shalimar the Clown, which examines terrorism in Kashmir. After that, The Enchantress of Florence, which is a fictionalized account of the Mughal Emperor Akbar in India. And then his most controversial novel called The Satanic Verses. Okay?